believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store figuring up what they owe Grandpappy Spears for operating it for them in their absence.
Well, there you are. All them deductions subtracted, that brings it down to around $40.
Well, that's taking you long enough to do it, I'll say that.
I know it. I had to run over two or three times before I could get it right.
$40, huh?
Yeah, but right, that's actually all we ought to owe Grandpap.
Well, that ain't the way Grandpap looks at it, Lum.
Well, that's the way it's going to be, though. I ain't going to sit here and let that varmint rob us.
Well, you're going to have a fight on your hands, that's all I can say.
Abner, you sure I told Grandpap when he taken over the store for us that he could have half of all the money he taken then?
Near as I can recollect, that is what you said, yes.
Well, if I said it, I sure never meant it. What I meant was that he could take half of the profits. And he knows it, too.
Why, of course he does. He's just trying to take advantage of us, old Billy Goose.
Well, I ain't going to let him get away with it, I can tell you that. If he held us to that, we'd have to go through bankruptcy. He'd ruin us.
I know it. But you know Grandpappy Spears, Lum, stubborn as a blue-nosed mule.
Oh, just like arguing with a stump on fire.
Yeah, it is.
Well, this list of stuff here, I'll take care of him. Did you call him up and tell him that we want him to come over here so as we could settle up with him?
Yeah, he said he'd be right over. He said, though, that he thought that he was going to run the store for 6 months instead of just one.
Well, Grannies, he can't still hold us to that, too. We just made a deal with him to run the store while we was running a hotel. I might have said that it was going to be about 6 months, but I never made it definite.
Why, no. How was we to know that you was going to get fired as a manager after just 1 month?
Abner, I told you to stop saying I was fired. Told you to say unsevered relations with him.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I keep forgetting that that means getting fired.
It don't mean getting fired, hardly.
Well, whatever it means, you lost your job. They kicked you out.
I quit that job. I was sick and tired of the hotel business. Never wanted the job in the first place. Forced into it. I wouldn't go back up there no matter how much they begged me.
Well, I don't think they're going to beg you, Lum. Dick Huddleston said that new man they got in there is doing awful good.
Well, natural. Look at the start I give him.
Well, I'll admit that you had to... Wait a minute. There comes Grandpap.
Huh?
Right there, coming up. You better get set for a big argument.
But don't worry. I can handle him. He won't agree to take what's fair, or just half the profit, or I'll spring this other list on him.
That's a thing to do. Spring it right at him. Find out my...
Till he's mad or...
Oh, yeah. Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Come on back and sit.
Yeah, sit down and make yourself comfort, Grandpap, old boy. Won't I settle up with you?
Yeah, good. That's what Abner said over the telephone.
Just take that chair there, Grandpap.
Yeah.
Watch your cat. Geraldine, get out.
Cat, get out of there. Go on back in the feed room with your kitten. Yeah, I'd like to get that settled myself. Might want to take a trip on the money to back east summer.
Just a short trip, I hope. Little east.
Well, I've sort of checked over all the bookkeeping records, Grandpap, and looks like business sort of fell off last month.
Oh, I don't know. Kept me pretty busy.
Near as I can figure out, you're taking in $337.92. Now, our netted profits on that comes to about $68. $68.74, to be exact. So half of that is $34.37. And we got it all ready for you. Get it out of the cash drawer, Abner.
Yes, sir, right.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Huh?
You said I was going to get half of what I taken in, not half the profits.
Well, Grandpap.
Them was your own words. That was the deal you made. Business is business. Well, now, Grandpap, you'll have to admit that's unreasonable.
You made the deal yourself. I never made it. Business is business. What I get is half of that $337 or whatever it is.
All right, if that's what he said, that's what we'll pay you.
Yeah.
You told me that. You said, how's that you say you'll pay it?
Why, sure.
Well, I'll be a monkey spabbing naked uncle. Huh. Yeah, when we make a deal, we all stick by it. Of course, now there's a few little deductions we'll have to make before we can pay you.
Deductions?
Yeah, just the regular ones that always comes up in a bill like this. Just the natural thing. Abner, read over that list there.
Yes, sir. I've got it right here, sir. Let's see here. One, breaking off store window by Mr. Spears, $8.32.
Oh, that.
Two, business loss due to Grandpa Masters not trading here while Mr. Spears was in charge, on account of him hating and despising Mr. Spears, $10.
Well, wait a minute. I don't see how you figure that.
Well, Grandpa Masters has always traded with us, Grandpap. But last month, on account of you being here, he went over to Dick Huddleston's store. And I checked up and found out he bought $10 worth of groceries from Dick last month. That's a loss to us right there. Go on, Abner.
They lost a window, $8.32.
Wait a minute. You already got that down there.
No, that was breakage. This is the loss of the window. After you broke it, it weren't no good to us, so that represents a loss. Proceed, Abner.
Four, personnel telephone calls, $0.30.
Fancy, friend.
Five, replacement of broke window, $8.32.
Hey, now, just a second here. That's
well, plastic. You admit you broke it now, didn't you, Grandpa?
Yeah, sure. My cane slipped out of my hand while I was having a discussion with Charlie Redfield.
All right, then. We got it down. It's right.
Yeah, we can't run a store with one window missing. Had to have it replaced. Go on, Edna.
Six. Goodwill, $200.
Goodwill, $200?
Yes, sir.
Why, sure. The only reason you was able to make any money here at all was on account of the goodwill me and Abner built up in the community. Without that, you wouldn't have made a nickel.
Seven, expense of carpenter work done by Eugene Blevins.
I don't like the way Abner reads that list. He's showing off.
Be quiet, Grandpap. Seven, repeat. Expense of carpenter work done by Eugene Blevins putting in new window, $8.32.
Now, hold on here.
Eight, danger of theft and robbery from young'uns climbing through broke window, $30.
All right, Jimmy, this has got to stop. That's all the argument.
All right, I'll be glad to stop.
Good.
That's the end of the list anyway.
Yeah, and them charges there add up to $298.58. Deduct that from the full amount you've taken in, you get $39.64. And that's how much money you got coming to you, Mr. Spears.
All right, I'll take it. Of course, now, before you pay me, I got a little bill myself here that I want to present.
Little bill?
Yeah, just the normal things that comes up in a deal like this.
Oh,
yeah, sit down while I read it.
Yeah, sure. Yes, sir. Hey.
Expenses while working for the John Down store. One, medical expense. Visit to Doc Miller on account of catching cold by setting in draft from broke window, $5. Two, haircut to look neat while on the job, $0.50.
Well, now, Grandpa.
Hush up. Three, business loss due to not being able to keep up my old job as telegraph messenger boy, $30.
$30? You never made over 30 cents in that job all the time you've had it.
Keep quiet, son. Four, loss of $10 first prize at annual Cherry Hill Horseshoe Pitching Contest, which I would have won if I hadn't had to stay here at the store. $10.
Why, you never won that thing in your whole life, Grandpa.
I would have won it this year. I was using a new form.
You'll have to pitch better than you said.
Oh, I was hot. Five, overhead expense, $4.98.
Overhead expense? What's that?
Well, it rained last month, and I had to buy an umbrella to get to work. Six.
Now, just a minute now, Grandpappy's
here. You can't get away with nothing like
that,
Grandpap.
No, sir.
All right, you had a list. I've got my list now.
I won't listen. Stop up my ears.
Listen to this, and you like to hear this. Six. Legal expense and court cost, $250.
Whoa. Back up now. What's that court cost in there for?
That's for the trial.
Huh?
I know just how this is going to come out, so I figured the court cost right in the bill. In case you fellas don't know it, I'm lawsuiting you for non-payment. So long, gentlemen. I'll see you in court.
Well, who's outsmarting who here?